beginning of new reel, reel cooker 8. Reel cooker 8, sound 1 right. Sound 1 right, beginning of a new reel, cooker 8. Cooker 8, the beginning of a new reel, channel 1 right, cooker 8. Cooker 8, channel 1 right, the beginning of a new reel, channel 1 right. Cooker 8, the beginning of a new reel, channel 1 right, cooker 8. The beginning of a new reel, this Thursday, February 1970, Thursday, February 1970, a new reel, cooker 8. I got a badge last night. See, you know, there are not any rivers, streams where you get a drink of water anymore. They're all polluted.
Yeah.
That's the only one left, and they're making a barred face on there. No, that's just constant. You take these fellas that buy all this expensive equipment, could it? Just cause they got a little money. Oh man alive, you talk about paying a high price to go to the picture show. That ain't nothing compared to how much they're paying every time they set on one of them high priced tractors, is it?
That's right, absolutely. Absolutely.
How do you run across now this wagon? You see, that's the sort of thing that saves you money when you run into something like that.
Yeah. You use it for a pleasure car. You can still have your tools in there in the dry.
Yeah.
If you want to go back there and fix finish, you can go.
Yeah.
If you want to haul your post in it, well, you don't have to dump your post out just because you're going to town. You got room in there to haul.
That's right.
And then I got them tires to put on the back of it.
You know, if you had a little car sitting there some of the time, you know, for sale on it, I bet you'd move just like when you get going.
Yeah, but you see, the state of Florida
allows you.
They won't allow me to.
Just so many.
And I couldn't sell gas and do mechanic work and sell automobiles there without a dealer's license. And that costs a doggone much money. I can't afford it.
But you could let your friends set a car there.
Yeah. I could let them park it there.
Yeah. And you not have anything to do with it.
I could let them park it there.
Yeah.
I could rent them a parking space, and what they put on it is none of my affairs.
None of your affairs. Wait a minute. I've been eating a little food.
What do you have, corn cake?
You know, I haven't. This is the first I've eaten since I left home this morning.
No.
All I've done
I thought you went to that, where was it he said he went, Faye?
Well, goodness, look who's here.
Well, good evening. Yes. Once in a while, I go up there to the chicken house.
Yeah.
But I had nobody to, at lunchtime, when I should have went, there wasn't nobody there to go, but for me to go.
There was somebody to spell you. They'll bring you down there, won't they?
No. Uh-uh. No, they won't bring you down.
You don't tell me. One of them fellas won't come out the back door and bring you down here.
Yes, he did. I ate a donut. And Clyde came in this morning. He brought 4 donuts. And I had a pot of coffee. And we eat the donuts and drank the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you better keep you some solid food there, just in case you run out. You want to turn that off? What could you keep around?
Soup.
Yeah. Soup and bread. Do you like soup?
Yeah. Certain kind. But ain't got English peas in it, I like it.
Not English peas.
I don't even want to smell the English peas.
Well, I think.
They just contaminate whatever they touch.
That's right. Yeah, it's just contaminated. That's all there to it. Next time Helen comes down here, I want you to tell her how you make corn cakes.
It's different from hers.
Yeah, different from Helen.
She can tell Faye how she makes them.
Yeah.
Faye is soft, and Helen's is hard. You can knock a bull in the head with them. Yeah.
Well, how would that be?
She gets in too big a hurry, I think, and she keeps patting them, turning them over, and patting them.
Think you like them hard.
And she cannot cook rice like that. It runs together. Mm-hmm. It must be the kind of rice she buys. Because she's tried every way in the book. And it must be just the kind of rice she buys.
I always thought rice should run together. It's the only way it ever did. It used to do.
I don't like it that way. I like it to stay separate.
Well, that's the only way we used to have it, couldn't you?
I know it. And I never did eat much of it either.
Didn't you?
No, sir.
I can see that old gooey rice we used to eat all the time. Now, Faye and Mamu can speak better than I can on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I did when I came in was put some potatoes in the oven to bake. I went out there and took them out of the oven, and they weren't baked.
You didn't turn the oven on.
I turned it on, but I didn't turn it quite the way it clicked. I turned it on fake, but didn't quite
click.
Yeah, it didn't click.
So, I thought I saw you handling some potatoes.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have rice instead of baked potatoes.
Laura had to go to Gainesville tonight. To a meeting, pyramid meeting, at the hospital.
Oh.
the sponsors at Lockwood General was giving them a dinner before the meeting, see, at 7:30. The meeting started at about 8:30. And she called. She said, "Can I go?" I said, "You'll have to talk that over with Mama." Well, she called back a little bit. She said, "Mama says I can go, but how?" I said, "Well, now, how are you going to go?" She said, "Well, there's nobody else invited from this chapter over here." She said, "I'm the only one." I said, "Well, you've got the car, haven't you?" She said, "Mommy said I couldn't drive the car." So I told her, I said, "Well, you take the car and you go on to your meeting." And I said, "There better not be no horseplay. And you better not drive fast and get a ticket, because if you do, that's it." So she, I guess she's an angel. By herself. But she keeps that car locked. And she's in that car by herself. She keeps it locked. Yes, sir. Both, all doors. She keeps them locked.
Is that what they say do?
Mm-hmm.
They recommend that?
Yeah, she's just about in Gainesville now.
Bless her heart.
But she was the only one that has put in enough time, put in enough hours in the hospital to make that meeting tonight. And I thought that's real good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the least I could do was give her permission to drive the car. Mm-hmm. And the least she could do is think enough of me for letting her have the car to take care
of
her.
Take care of it, yeah.
Because she knows if she gets out of line, I'll ground her.
Mm-hmm. She's not that kind of person, is she?
I hope not. But she knows if she does, I'll just take the keys away from her and make her walk. And you couldn't blame me. Because I'm, it wouldn't only get her license, but they'd take my license.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Of course, she's not but 17 years old. And it'll be that way till she's 21.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is that the way it works?
Mm-hmm.
Cookie, that's more chance than I thought it was.
Yes, sir. But now, you take these young kids where they get married, 16, 17 years old. That relieves their parents right away of the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because right then they become man and wife.
Uh-huh.
And it's up to the two individuals themselves to fight it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents don't have to...
You don't have to stand up. You don't have to stand behind them.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to marry them off as soon as I could.
No, I can't do that.
That's just scary. Losing your license and everything like that.
I had one brother get married before he was 21 years old, and he didn't live with his first wife 2 years.
Oh.
And he'll never live with his second wife because she's too much like the first one.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Right, too bad.
He'll never do it. He got married when he was just 18.
Mm-hmm.
When he got married. Well, the rest of them, see, I was 24 past when I got married. And all the rest of them, girls and all, was old enough to make up their own mind. They didn't have to have daddy to sign their papers. All of them.
Yeah. Girls are the ones that attempted to get married early, aren't they?
That's right. But I don't guess Laura even had a boyfriend. She never says anything about it. She never wants to ask to go out with one.
You know, they tell me when they like to be at home, enjoy being at home, they don't agitate so much to go out and all that. Now, that's what I've heard.
You know, I believe that the home environment has a great bearing on that. What do you say, Faith?
Well, you know what you told me the first time I ever saw you, that was the reason you had horses.
That's right. I believe the home environment has a lot to do with it. Just like tonight now. I could have told Laura, no, you absolutely can't go out tonight. You just can't have the car tonight. Mm-hmm. I could have been an old hard head, you know. Okay, the next time, she wouldn't have come to me and asked me. She'd have went over here and asked little Johnny if he'd take her, see?
Yeah, now that's possible.
So, I guess that, of course, I know Helen won't like it. She won't like it. No.
She feels so uneasy about her.
She don't feel a bit more uneasy about her than I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could have sent Alice with her.
Yeah, I could have sent Alice, or I could have sent Becky, but you got to trust them. You got to trust them. Sooner or later, you got to trust them out of your sight.
Yeah. You might as well just do a little of it at a time, get used to it.
That's right. Absolutely. I know my dad was hard on me.
Yeah.
I never got to drive his truck to see my girl.
Is that
and
right?
Very seldom did I get to ride his horse. Most of the time I rode Shank's ponies. I walked. I walked 13 miles, see how long? Many a night.
Good night.
I have. 13 miles.
Well,
I've got in home many mornings. Roosters are crowing, time to get up.
Yeah.
Eat my breakfast, harness my horses, and go to work.
Is that right?
I sure have.
Cookie, 13 miles is a right smart distance.
It's almost as far as from your home.
By foot.
That's right.
Well, do you get so it passes a little faster every time you do like it is when you drive?
Yeah. I get so I could pick up speed about every time I go. Pick up a little bit more speed. Get there a little quicker.
What did you think about on the way? You'd pass all these people's houses and think about, well, what they...
No, I walked through the woods. I went through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Cut corners.
Didn't go with the road.
No, Old wagon road. Fox Chaser's road.
Yeah. On a moonlight night?
It didn't make any difference, moonlight or not. I carried the old smoke bucket, the old lantern. Kerosene lantern. I've done it many times. Cross the river in a boat, get my feet wet.
Cookie, a lantern blinds you.
Yeah.
Now, if you could put it on top of your head or behind you or something like that.
Yeah, you can see.
Yeah.
But see, back up in that country, there's so many bobcats. And a bobcat won't attack the light.
Yeah.
They won't attack the light. But now they'll get you if you ain't got a light.
A bobcat?
Yes, sir. But they won't bother a light.
You, did you ever hear one getting after people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my next oldest brother, Lawrence, they got after him one night. He ran into a barbed wire fence. Boy, he just tore up everything. And he's taller than you are, and weighed over he weighed over 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And did then.
Well, now they take out after him, they can catch him, you know. A bobcat.
Oh, yeah. He got away from it some way. No, I got a little more. He got away from that bobcat some way.
Oh, man. I wouldn't want to mess around with bobcats. I don't know what they do. I never had any connection with one. One of them come up here, and you know that goose down there, they used to be up here, and it had a mate. And he swung that goose over his shoulder and took off. And we never saw a hair and a hide of that goose. Absolutely no signs. And I went all over this country, first and last. See, I know that it wouldn't take them this way. They'd have to take them back that way. I covered right smart territory. Well, I never did run into that goose. Any sign of that goose.
Lawrence got into that bobcat guy after him while I was in Korea. Mama wrote and told me about it. That was just before. I got the letter just a few days before the 21st of September. I got it around the 15th of September. That was one of the last letters that I got. Well, I never got no mail after the 21st of September until it was up in last part of December. No mail at all. Because they knocked us out the 21st of September. And then, we got back to the CP on the, at the Wanzhou River on the day before Christmas, I believe. If it wasn't the day before Christmas, just a few days before Christmas. Because we Christmas dinner on the Wanzhou River. That after we got back to the CP. That's from the 21st of September until this before Christmas.
You mean you were out on an expedition all that time?
We went on an expedition on a task force on the 21st.
Yes.
And they captured 19 of us, and we never got back to our company until just a few days before Christmas, or a day or two before Christmas. That's when they were sitting on the Wanzhou River. Then in January, after that's when I almost got drowned.
Yeah. How'd you get to the water for the ice? Cold over there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what happened. The tank broke through the ice. Yeah, I had two tanks. I had a retriever and then a tank behind me. pulling it in. Wouldn't hold up.
Say,
I don't want any ice cream.
Can't eat a bite?
No, I'll eat the cake, but I don't want no ice cream. Thank you.
Where were you?
I was in Korea.
Korea?
Yeah. I was over in their little police for police action they had over there.
And that was 50 how much?
I went over there in 51 and came back in 52.
And you saw all you wanted to see in that lifetime?
I sure did. I was over 13 months and 11 days. I wouldn't give a nickel for the trip again, and I wouldn't take $1,000 for my experience I had.
Yeah. Well, of all the places I could think of, that's about the least likely. Excuse me.
No, I don't want no more of it. I told myself if I ever got back to the States and could spend my time in the States, that they couldn't hire me, they couldn't give me enough money to reenlist. They offered me Master Sergeant and $2,600 in cash money to reenlist. I said, no, I'm going home. I did too.
Master Sergeants get along in the world, you know. They live well.
Oh, yeah. They sure do.
They don't have to buy anything. So.
It didn't make any difference. I made myself that promise when I was in Korea. And I wasn't going to let myself down. Because when I got back to the States, I was going to come home.
Do you want a little more water so you can have a little more
coffee? See, a Master Sergeant.
Okay.
There's your coffee.
Or any of those top grade sergeants. They have far enough along. You see, they just, everywhere they go, the doors.
Yeah.
They get along better than the commissioned people.
Oh, yeah. They've got no responsibility. They're up high enough rank they don't have to do no work.
Yeah.
And low enough to where they've got no responsibility.
And they know everybody who's right there on the job.
That's right.
And they live with them, you see.
That's right.
Oh, man can live well. He can get along well.
No Master Sergeant would tell you they don't do as I do as I say. That's right. Say, don't you do as I do. You do as I say. Well, that's right. He's over you. He's higher rank than you are. And if he tells you to go out there and dig a six by, you better start digging. But I was never gigged in the Army for a dirty weapon, dirty clothes. I was never gigged from the time I went in till I come out.
Yeah.
I've had to shave twice today to keep from being gigged, but I did.
Yeah.
I did, and it paid off. I got an honorable discharge, and I got back home. But there's a few times there I didn't know so much about it.
Yeah. what was you doing, Cookie, when you got froze? Was that in that crossing the river?
No, it was after we crossed the river. We was repairing the tanks. And I didn't know I was as cold as I was.
Oh.
But my feet was so cold I couldn't feel it, you know?
Yes.
And I was out there and I'm doing mechanic work. Working on them old tanks, trying to get them to go.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I was that cold.
Out in that weather?
Right out in the weather. No shelter. Raining. If it was raining, you worked. If it was froze, well, you crawled right up under them old cold tanks anyway. No way to get warm. There wasn't no way to get warm.
Yeah.
It couldn't be. Well, you just couldn't build a big enough fire to get warm. Stay warm.
Not out like that cold.
That's right. Now,
see, when it got to zero, it was warming up, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And we had tents to sleep in. We couldn't work inside them little tents. Now, you could get warm in a tent. I mean, reasonably warm.
Yes. Yeah, sleeping bag.
Three. I had three sleeping bags.
Yeah. Sleeping all of them at one time?
Yeah. I had one right down in the other. I had three. I wasn't going to get cold when I laid down. But the verse told me you get to lay down. I didn't.
You had three sleeping bags.
I sure
one
did.
One inside the other.
That's right.
When you lay down, you wasn't proposing to get cold.
Absolutely, because you had to lay right down on that old, cold, frozen ground. You had nothing else to lay on. It's either lay on that or an old, cold tank.
Yeah.
And you get that 6-inch steel cold all the way through. It's cold. Because them turrets on them tanks was 6 inches thick. It had to be, because them rockets, they had some mortars that would penetrate all the way through them. 6 inches of cold steel.
That stuff gets cold, you touch it and stick.
Your hands stick to it if you're fair handed. Sure would.
How'd you like for that to happen to you? Oh, man.
Bygone days.
Snow all the time?
Wasn't too much snow.
Just cold.
Oh, it was blue cold. 52 degrees below zero.
What?
20 is the coldest I was ever in, and that was freezing over before you got out of the house.
Where was that at?
Just up north.
It was 52 degrees below zero. You know, while we was after we was took in construction, they did have they did think enough of us to keep us from freezing to death. They put us in dugouts. It wasn't too bad in there, but they didn't give us nothing to eat.
Nothing to eat. Maybe to starve to death.
The dugout does protect you.
Oh yeah, I imagine they was all close to 500 of us in the dugout.
Just one dugout?
Yeah. It was that big. Well, that's what they called a dugout. It was kind of dug back in the hill and long and covered over with brush and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then it was fenced around it with barbed wire fence and all kind of different kinds of fencing.
Yeah.
No way, no possible way of getting through there. No possible way. You couldn't go over.
Cold as well, you couldn't move fast enough to get out of the way.
That's right. Oh, if you'd even attempted to, they had snipers all over them hills. You'd never got 10 foot from that fence if you just even attempted to go over that fence.
Yeah.
Well, you had a chance if you behaved yourself and just done what they told you to do. They didn't ask you to do nothing unreasonable. If they'd just give us just a little bit more to eat, well, we'd have been all right. Before we made it.
Well, how'd they happen to let you go?
The 39th Division attacked them and just put in so much mortar and infantry that there wasn't no other way. There just wasn't no other way.
They couldn't hold the ground.
They couldn't hold the ground. They had to back off. So when they backed off, well, they surrounded the compost and that was it. We went back to our companies. After we went through the medical checkup, a lot of them, lots of the boys was sent back to states. They wasn't physically able to go back to their companies. In other words, their bodies couldn't resist the rough treatment that we had.
Yeah.
They just couldn't resist it.
Some can hold out long enough.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, even so, there were tails on you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Tails on a fella. He pushes too far.
You know, my mom and dad don't know to this day what was wrong. But they never got no mail between the 21st of September and December.
Oh. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
They've never asked me. And I've never told them.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's on my discharge. They are on my separation papers. I looked the other day, it's on my separation papers.
Oh, yeah.
So if my feet ever gives me any trouble, I'm going to take my separation papers to the VA hospital and say, looky here. Now here it is.
Yeah.
They don't die. They don't have to know that I was in, it was after I was in the compound that I got my feet froze. They don't have to know that. But that's all they have to know is to know that I was in the compound and they ain't got to take care of me. They got to take care of me.
Well, they'll do that.
I believe old Dwight Sullivan is going to get my money back on these glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna, they're gonna pay all but $97 of the bill at the medical center. I'm gonna have to pay $97 of that, and that's all.
And they they just gave you everything they had for a week, didn't they?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to pay $97.
Cody, how's Ms. Todd getting on?
Fine, she's getting on real good. She was over to see Helen, They was all over there. Tuesday evening. Laura took them out to the cemetery. They straightened up the flowers. Helen took some flowers out and put on the baby's grave. And they come back by the house. Miss Todd's sister-in-law had never heard Helen and the kids sing, so they sit down and sing. And her brother had never heard them sing, so they called him and they come over and they sang again. So she getting along real good. She got everything straightened up now. Everything's in her name except the automobile, and it's in the process. And her son went back to Tennessee today. But he's seen that everything was in the process or completed before he left.
So that's going to be our headquarters still.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I was just afraid that meant they're going to have to go leave.
No, they're wanting to, they're planning to, I imagine they'll be down here this weekend. Miss Todd, her brother, and her sister-in-law. I imagine they'll all come down with Helen and the kids Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yes, that'd be nice.
Miss Todd just loves it down here. She'd come down here and stay. That one would. Yes, she would. She'd come right down here and stay.
Helen be in bad shape. Miss Todd left. She's the best neighbor she's got.
Yes, and Miss Todd be in bad shape if we're to leave, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Because, you see, when Grandma Beach died, Helen was the first one there. And when he got word that Eddie Wynn got killed, Helen was the first one there. And had it not been for me and Helen, Grandpa would never went to the hospital. They wouldn't. He wouldn't have lived as long as he did. Mm-hmm. And Helen went right there, and she stayed with Grandma all the time except one night. She went back to work one night, and she stayed right there with Grandma, day and night, you might say.
Yes.
Day and night.
And that was a whole week, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, it wasn't from Monday till Thursday.
Yeah.
Monday morning till Thursday. See, Helen came in from work Monday morning.
Yeah.
And she'd been in about 5 minutes after 7, and Grandma called. And I jumped in my, I had my clothes on, getting ready to come to work. I just jumped in the car and come on over. Brought Helen, she just come in her work clothes. I don't know. Uniform and her white tennis shoes and everything. She just come on over, just right the way she looked. And she stayed with Grandma all that day. And she missed work Monday night. She stayed with her Tuesday. And she went to work Tuesday night. She come in. She didn't go to bed. She went back to Grandma. she stayed right with her all the time. And she calls her every morning before she goes to bed, or if she goes to bed as soon as she gets home, or she calls her when she gets up at 10. And she calls her every evening before Grandma goes to bed. Make sure she's all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, now she just, what little time she had coming to her, she just spent it in the hospital, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. And when they came out and told Miss Todd, told Grandma that Grandpa was gone, Helen was the only one there. She was the only one there. The rest of them been going downstairs to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So Helen had it all right there in her hand, right there in her lap. I mean, it's that's the way it happened every time. Helen had it. It was just all left up to Helen.
How do you mean every time?
Well, when Grandma Beach died, when her mother died,
yes,
and when her son got killed, and then when her husband died, that's three times right there that Helen had to step in and just take over, say, no, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah.
And it pleases her. I don't know, Helen can just do things to please her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She don't sleep for 3 hours a day.
Three or 4 hours a day, that's all she sleeps. After she gets up at 10, sometimes she might lay down all afternoon and sleep an hour or so. She never did sleep much. Well, it's 8 o'clock.
Dad, did you tell me you saw Mr. Kaiser the other day?
Oh, yes, Faye. I saw Mr. Kaiser over there at Cookie's. She knows Mr. Kaiser.
Well, he's got...
He almost sold her a car.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mr. Kaiser was pull over here, please. We're putting the cookie wipe over your way. I can't hear too well. He was over there. I pulled up and I saw him. So he's over. He wasn't buying anything. His car was parked over there where I stopped. He was over there sort of talking. Cookie was doing something. And the first thing funny to me was, he didn't stay long. He come on back by me, and I passed time of day with him, and he didn't stop. He didn't even offer to stop. And he's always stopped and talked, you see. So, then I asked Cookie about it. He wasn't too happy. I forgot to tell Faye about that thingy book. That thing he bought from us, 15 cents.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell Faye and him about that.
15 cents? Tell me, could you? He's not a friend of mine.
Oh, he is.
Well, you know.
Oh, he's a mess. That man is.
He bought that little fuse.
Yeah. He bought a fuse for his. Dash lights.
Yeah.
I put it in for him.
He asked you to?
He asked me to put it in. And then he asked me how much he owed me. I told him. He said, paying 15 cents for the damn fuse is outrageous. But he said, paying 50 cents to get the damn thing put in, he said, that's still worse. But he thought, you know, that he'd buy a fuse from me and tell me where it was at. I'd just go ahead and stick it in, see, and not charge him nothing for it. Well, now,
I know myself. I can't even find where the thing go under that dash.
Yeah.
You can stand on your head.
Yeah.
Getting them things in.
Well, I had to lay down on the floor. Squirm in there under behind that seat. I knew where it went. I knew exactly where it went. He didn't have to tell me. Because I put a mini one in there.
Yeah.
But he told me. He said, "That's right up in there." He said, "Would you put it in there?" I said, "Yes, sir." So when he asked me that automatic, it was 50 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that a Cadillac?
Yeah, it was Cadillac.
Yeah, 50 cents was that Ford price or Jeep.
Yeah, out in the open.
Yeah.
But I was going to be a good fella, you know, and then he had to cuss me out.
Oh, hey.
And that big Cadillac.
Yeah.
Cussing for 50 cents.
Yeah. No, I charged him 65 cents for the fuse and putting it in. Mm-hmm. 50 cents for fuse and 50 cents for putting it in.
Yeah. Now, what did Clyde tell you about it?
Clyde said he says he'll aggravate the life out of you if you'll let him. He said, "You're done with him now." Yeah, he said, "You're done with him now." I said, "He won't come back and ask you to do anything else." And he hasn't so far. He's been back to the station, but he hasn't asked me to do a thing.
Oh.
Uh-uh. See, he won't ask Clyde to do anything.
Oh.
Because Clyde's charging.
Yeah. Well, what Clyde say, he'd get you to look at things?
Yeah, he'd get you to look at things. If you didn't charge him for it, he'd keep you looking at just keep you looking for things.
And then get to talking.
Yeah, and just drive off and thank him. And he'd just keep that up till you charge him. When you charge him for something, well, then he's done. He won't come back no more. He'll find him another sucker.
Yeah. Well, now, I got from him, Cookie. See, he travels around a whole lot.
Yeah.
And he gets the parts or something or other, you see. And he has these people all around, here, there, and yonder, and he goes up and gets them to do it, saves him the trouble.
Yeah.
They can do it cheaper than he can.
Well, I tell you. Another old fella in there, Dave from Ohio. Oh, he could be a card if he wanted to, I know. I didn't work on his car. He wanted Clyde to work on it. I'm glad Clyde worked on it. Really and truly, I'm glad Clyde worked on it. Of course, Clyde's getting ready to leave the first of the month anyway. Clyde worked on yesterday. Didn't charge him nothing. He came back today. And Clyde put heater hose on for him. Well, he charged him for that. But now he's going to come back tomorrow. He's got an appointment with Clyde tomorrow to do something else. Well, Clyde ain't going to be there tomorrow. Because Clyde done told me where he's going to be. He's going to be Rodman's damn fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
So it's going to be left up to me, and I'm just going to tell him that I'm sorry, Clyde's not around. I don't want to work on his car. Because I can see, that's one fella that I can just see the devil in, just bigger than a mule.
Yes, if he says, "Well, you go ahead and do it," you say, "Well, I'd just rather let Clyde do that, huh?"
I'm just gonna tell him. I'm gonna say, now look here, mister. Clyde started work on your car. Now let's let Clyde finish it.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to go after nobody in work.
Yeah.
Not that Clyde would care. Clyde would be tickled to death if I would do it, see.
Yeah.
But then that'd put the monkey on my back. Well, I don't want that monkey on my back. I'm going to let him just drift right on down the road.
Well, now, Clyde doesn't use your inner room there anymore.
No, he usually works outside.
I mean, his evening work. Cookie said he hadn't sold enough, pumped enough gas today to pay for the lights.
No, I didn't.
Today?
All the people, his customers, all spent all the money off those drag races.
That's right. I'm telling you, I never pumped no gas today. In fact, the matter, I ain't pumped none all week.
Right.
I ain't pumped no gas. But last week I pumped 1,914 gallons, which was real good.
Yeah. Well, now what does the company see?
He knows it. He realizes that.
He knows that.
There ain't no stations pumping no gas. There ain't nobody pumping no gas. Even the gas well up there. I talked to Frank Smith. They ain't doing nothing. They're just on a standstill.
They went to the drag races and spent the money?
That's right. They said they wasn't paying, they're making wages right now. Going in a hole every day.
I didn't realize it was that sensational.
I talked to Alvin Ponce today on the telephone and they wasn't doing nothing. Not at Brazington. And they didn't do nothing yesterday. He said there's an awful lot of bench cleaning yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's setting on.
Well, they can't last long.
Well, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal.
Yes, sir. But now I look next week for things to pick up. I look for things to pick up tomorrow night, tomorrow evening after 4 o'clock. I'll pump more gas tomorrow evening after 4 o'clock, and I'll pump today and tomorrow until 4 o'clock. You wouldn't see.
Yeah, that's when it starts.
Yeah.
Now, you could use a little help around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I imagine I'll have Frank come over tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
I imagine I will. Well, I know they will because we're going to Orlando tomorrow night.
Well, I don't quite understand how they'd spend so much money on them drag races. Get
a lot of them bet a lot of money on. Then they'd go out there, and it cost them $3 to get in, and $5 to get in, depending on where they went, and then $3 to get in the pit, and then their children, they'd want this, and they'd want that, and the first thing you know, they done spent $20.
Yeah, that's all the extra they got.
Yeah. First thing you know, they done spent $20. Well, $20 is $20 to me. But to keep the children off their back, they let them go to Coca-Cola stand and pay a quarter for a Coke.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sure will. Well, I kept mine at home.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah. They got more at home than they had there anyhow.
That's right. That's right.
Well, see, it's nice just to have to sit back and not have to wait for a customer for a while, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is.
Well, Cookie, it feels different being down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great, it's a considerable relief.
Just like getting out of jail. Sure is.
You don't have any headaches anymore.
Huh? Got nothing to worry me. Nobody to worry me.
You sleep?
I don't sleep. I don't sleep. Night before last didn't sleep. But I slept last night. I slept too hard last night. Woke up with a headache this morning. That old, you know, sleeping headache.
Yeah.
Oh, after an hour or so, then wore off. But I sure did. I just slept so sound that I just had a headache.
Yeah.
You done that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what caused it. I mean, that's just... But I did.
Yes, sir. Like that, the people I was telling you about, you know, you, a fella can get in a hole and he gets in deeper and deeper and gets where he can't move.
The setup I've got there, ain't no way for me to lose. I might just break even. But they still ain't no way for me to lose. If I pump any gas at all, I know I'm going to make 4 cents a gallon. I know I'm going to make that.
Yeah. They haven't given you a little ticket yet.
No, not yet.
You need those.
I got to get, yeah. Got to get them things and get them out. They brought me up some big signs. About that wide, oh, about that long for me to roll out front, you know, to put what on, the paint on, whatever I want on.
Yeah.
But I want to get those, I'm going to paint them white, see. I'm going to get those black letters. They're some kind of a plastic. And they stick to the interior or exterior material, and they'll stick to anything. I'm gonna get those and use them rather than paint it on there, because that'll make a much neater job. Mm-hmm. And it only costs $1.29 for a double alphabet of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Four-inch letters.
Is that
right? Four-inch letters. Yeah.
4 inches. That's pretty good size.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get...
Where do you get them, sister?
Bob Fuller there, the boy that's in with me. Got the electronic shop there.
Oh, I see.
He gets them someplace.
I see. The reason I ask is because every once in a while we want some, you know, and I had looked for them.
He told me he'd get me alphabet of them. If you notice up there on the glass in front where it says Fuller Electronics?
Yeah.
Now that's what they are.
Oh.
Now he got them.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to get, he's going to get me one of those. I'm going to put them on that there big sign rolled out front.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll help me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Put it out there, mechanic.
Yeah. Mechanic on duty, tune ups, brake work.
Tune up.
Yeah. See, every tune up I do,
you need a sign out there.
About $14. And I can still do it cheaper in Brazington.
Yeah.
Just half the labor that Brazington charge, I can still clear $14.
Yeah.
And I can do it in an hour and a half. I can do it quicker than that, but I wouldn't tell a customer that.
Yeah. You gotta.
Oh, yeah. Just like a carburetor, overhauling a carburetor. A mechanic gets paid 3 hours for overhauling a carburetor. They don't take all that long. I can take one off, clean it, put in a cleaning solution. Overhaul it and put it back on and have a car running in an hour and a half.
But it does take that long.
Yeah, it'll take an hour and a half. It's supposed to set in solution for 45 minutes.
Uh-huh. So So you gotta do something else while that happens.
That's right. I can clean the carburetor, do a tune-up. All in an hour and a half. And get paid for a tune-up and a carburetor clean. About 5 hours. Get about 5 hours out of it. Mm-hmm. That's $7 an hour. That's $35. And the mechanic gets half of it. Mm-hmm. That's $17 and a half. And he does it in an hour and a half. That's good wages, ain't it, guy?
Wages.
Well,
I enjoyed the visit.
Yes, sir, I enjoyed the meal.